Hello?
Hello, this is Shirley. I'm just calling from Oregon Opinion Service. Is Nancy Cern there?
This is Nancy.
Thank you so much for taking the call. I just would like to tell you that I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
I'm not really interested in answering. I said I'm really not interested in answering any of the questions because I'm a very uninformed voter.
Well, I just would like to mention that the answers you can give are very variated. So if you really don't know too much about a certain or a specific point, you can just say that you don't know and we can like proceed with the next question.
And how long will this take?
It just take a few minutes of your time. It's, as mentioned before, it's just an opinion survey and don't take that long.
I know. I've already answered one of these a couple of weeks ago. So, okay, go ahead. I used to do this, so I know how hard it is to get somebody to ask, to answer.
Thank you so much for being on my shoes. So, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are your chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else? Or you don't know?
Independent.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
80.
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Less than satisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So,
okay.
About the democracy in Congress?
About the democracy in Congress?
No.
Is that
Democrats.
What you said?
No, I said
the Democrats.
Democrats. Yeah.
The Democrats.
Sorry if you...
That's okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so are you talking about a particular person?
No, not particular person.
50.
50. Something I forgot to mention is that if you don't know about someone or some specific thing I'm telling, you can say that you don't know or you have never heard of.
Okay.
What about the MAGA Republicans?
I don't know.
Thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
I don't know how many there are.
What about Kamala Harris?
100.
100. Thank you so much. What about Lori Chavez de Remir?
I don't know who that is.
Thank you so much. What about Trump's project of 2025?
0.
Thank you. What about Janila Vainum?
Who?
Janil Vainum.
I don't know who that is.
Thank you so much. What about J.D. Vance?
J.D. Vance, 0.
0. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Joe Biden?
80.
80. Thank you so much. Now, If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Cornel West?
I would vote for Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Oh, my God. I don't have a clue. I didn't think Donald Trump would ever win before, so I don't know.
Well, just remember that you have the option to say you don't know, or if you have, like, something else in mind, you can say something else, someone else, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Fineum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remir? Or you are on the side, or do you have any other option, or you don't know?
I would vote for the Democrat.
Thank you so much. What about, even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Remir now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Is she the Republican or the Democrat?
The Republican.
No, I would not support her.
No chance at all. Thank you.
Mm-mm.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Well, in case of approving, do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Lori Chavez Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Remer for Congress. Makes it a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Just remember that you always have the option to say that you don't know. So, our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez Remer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say that certify the upcoming election if Trump loses, and instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, he's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez de Remir, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. Just remember, is this kind of a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
Thank you. Lori Chavez de Remir voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. It's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know.
Are you asking me if I approve of her?
It's kind of...
I understand what the question was. You told me what her stance is.
Yeah.
What's the question?
Yeah,
basically, do I agree with her? I do not agree with her.
Thank you so much. Chavez Remer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families instead of supporting law enforcement. They are attacking the courts to protect Trump and from being held accountable. And their budget proposals would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. It is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, but you don't know.
I don't know.
Chavez Remer has embraced politicians who Extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cut environmental regulations, while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Ramirez is a vote for those dangerous programs. It is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know.
I don't know.
Lori Chavez Ramirez broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promises to Oregon women. Is this a great deal? Quite a bit. Just some, not at all, or you don't know.
It is a big deal.
Thank you so much. Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez Ramirez is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to the district. But she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed the border security deal so they could keep making headlines about in this election. Is this a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, not at all.
I mean, are you asking me if I agree with her?
Yeah, kind of.
I do not agree
with this statement, thank you so much. So, well, I'm going to ask you again. You know, this part is just to make sure that we're following kind of the same line with the survey. So, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Well, I'd vote for the Democrat.
Thank you so much. Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's soft and crying like Viral, who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and active victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is truly virile, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and show that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just it effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services for a wounded mom. Nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Ramirez?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. Now, we are coming to the very end. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
14.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced?
Divorced.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Thank God, no.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
A union or a what?
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Well, Thank you so much for helping me with all the questions. This concludes our survey. Now, I just want to thank you once again for being so cooperative. And, well, that should be all. I will wish you a great rest of your night, and have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.